We've long known about the racial health divide in this country. Earlier this week, Tanya Mosley spoke with California's Surgeon General Nadine Burke-Harris, who talked about how repeated exposure to threats and violence cause permanent physiological damage in people of color. Watching the videos of the killings of George Floyd and Rayshard Brooks can cause physical illness, and she's leading an initiative to help doctors better understand that stress. Then a recent STAT article reminds us that Black and Brown Americans are more likely than whites to die from cancer or COVID-19 or to have diabetes or depression. Well, our next guest says that needs to be recognized as well. Delanor Manson, who is Black, is CEO of the Kentucky Nurses Association. In a recent editorial in several Kentucky newspapers, she said it was the association's duty to let the people of Kentucky know how nurses plan to fight the public health crisis of inequality. We'll link you up at hereandnow.org to her editorial as Delanor Manson joins us. What compelled you to write this editorial?
I saw lots of letters in the newspaper and in articles. They were just words as far as I was concerned. I kept thinking words need to be accompanied by action. Nurses always do care plans, and so that's pretty normal for us.
So you did what you know. I'm going to write a plan. Talk to us about some of the things that you are seeing on the front lines. We can say, well, for generations, people of color have not had the same access to health care that we get. But you're talking about something else as well, things that fester?
Well, first, in thinking about some of the systemic issues, the social determinants of health, including education, environment, food security, clean air, economic stability, and the statistics in Kentucky and in the nation that address diabetes, hypertension, COVID-19, African Americans are dying at a disproportionate rate. In the state of Kentucky, our population of African Americans is about 7.9%, but yet the deaths are at 16.5%. Part of that is they're coming into the emergency rooms later because they don't have health care and they don't want to go to the doctor because they don't have money to pay for that. So we have to look at what is it that is driving the disparate healthcare outcomes.
Which also leads to, you know, health complications, because it gets to this other thing that you talk about, stress, and not just in children, but the stress in adults, being oppressed, feeling like you're targeted for violence. Talk about that illness that can have negative health impacts. Do you see that?
I feel it. I have hypertension. And part of that is from stress that you never recover from, the daily stress. I am an older American. I'm a retired naval officer, so I'm pretty healthy. But if I have daily stress where I don't get an opportunity to recover, then that could lead to the hypertension that I have. The stress comes from every day knowing that a country that I love doesn't necessarily love me, but they don't know me. So where does that come from? So that's part of the education that I think we must have as Americans, to identify what is it that makes us think that people who look different are bad, or people who look different are dangerous, or people who look different can't learn. What is it that we're learning as Americans that drive us to those thoughts? I think that we need to learn a lot more about how those thoughts come into being and then use that information to figure out what we can do to decrease the systemic racism that exists in America.
What else are you seeing within a hospital setting? Because you were calling for instance, training for nurses regarding racial disparities. Do you ever see nurses miss something because they don't know that it might be a different analysis because it's a Black person?
Oh, absolutely. Not only nurses, but doctors as well. Let's use asthma as an example. I know from studies that I have reviewed that when African-American children come into an emergency room, many times they are not provided medication to go home with or to get a prescription. And so when you ask the physicians why they might not prescribe that medication, the response was, well, they're not going to fill it anyway because they can't afford to fill it. Why would I give them a prescription for medication? Mind you, this was not a white physician. It was a African-American physician. So you're saying, well, how could that possibly be? Well, here's how it could be. Where do the students who become doctors go to school? They go to school together. They learn the same thing. So what I'm saying is that the issues that are impacting disparate health care is impacting education level. So if we don't require implicit bias training, that is what we're going to get in terms of how patients of color are treated. We need to have an understanding of what makes us different in terms of what you might see for an African-American versus a Caucasian in terms of laboratory work or test results or those types of things. But I want us to go back further to find out what types of things may lead to those differences. And it means that we need to have that education in nursing schools. We also need to have elementary school and high school students to see African Americans as nurses so that they know it's a possibility that they could become a nurse as well. When I was in junior high school, my school nurse was African American. She was my cousin. So I knew if my cousin could do it, I could become a nurse.
Well, and here's the hard question. It's one thing not to know that more children of color might, you know, have an issue with asthma, or more mm-hmm. adults might have health issues because there's no fresh food in the neighborhood right. where they live. To just not know that. Mm-hmm. What about racism? I mean, do you ever see nurses or doctors not treating someone as well because they're black?
It's a sad state to say yes, but the answer is yes. But many of these people don't even know why they're doing it. And that's when the implicit bias training comes into the picture. I don't think that we have bad people in healthcare. I think we have uninformed, uneducated people in healthcare, but we have to give them the tools to make good decisions. And we have to start with nurses in nursing school. This isn't education for white people. It's education for Americans.
I'm sitting here wondering what that must be like as a nurse working in a hospital to come around a corner, seeing somebody not care for, let's say, an elderly black person as well as you would.
Well, I've had that experience in my life with my father. The physician really felt as if my father didn't need treatment because he was an older African-American. And after all, he's not going to live much longer. We went to get a second opinion, and my father's doing very, very well. But yes, I sincerely think that his initial physician did not treat him or even give him the options for treatment because he was an African-American elderly man. Yes, that hurts.
What kind of conversations are happening among nurses?
Nursing leadership is talking about what must we do? How can we do it better? How can we do it differently? Nursing leaders are saying we are committed to not being part of this problem going forward.
Have you heard from nurses that you've worked with in the past or, you know, white nurses I'm thinking of in particular, offended by this notion that race might impact how they treat somebody? What kind of conversations are you having one-on-one?
I have only heard from one nurse, a Caucasian nurse, say to me she didn't think that this conversation would bode well for white people, that they wouldn't like it. They would think it was angry conversation. And I said, well, how is it angry to tell the truth? That's one person out of all the nurses I know, but it was said to me.
Well, we'd love to check back in with you to see how that conversation goes forward.
There are so many people who are calling for action, realizing that we must do something, that someone will sway this person. It might not be me, but there are enough people who are saying things must change, and today's a fine day to start that.
That's Delanor Manson, CEO of the Kentucky Nurses Association. We'll link you to her editorial about how the association plans to address systemic racism in health. Delanor, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.